adult audience, Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, dishes, manager, pads, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Watching that Scrubs tonight. I love that TV
show.
You
love that Scrubs.
I do. It's back, and I'm just so happy.
Let me tell you, Drew. Drew hates all things doctor.
Except that show.
I know. Drew,
love that show.
You're the only doctor you like.
No, I love Scrubs.
You and Dr. Whackensack, the guy who chops the nuts off of perfectly fine young men and turns them into perfectly unfine young women. Yep, that's your favorite guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, Christ almighty. Oh.
The heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me say a few things, for F's sake. Jesus, F. Let me tell you, kiddies.
Always.
First off, this godforsaken heat wave started last Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're now at officially a week of hell. 1 week.
I think it feels like it's been longer, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, last Thursday wasn't snowing.
No, you know, Friday's when it got crazy.
It kicked into overdrive last Friday. There's a couple of things. First off, I got out of town. I went to Vegas to beat the
how
heat.
How was that?
Yeah.
How were the calls?
I did all of them. I wasn't that funny. Oh, I got to be honest with you. I was so goddamn tired. Let me explain what's going on. I can't sleep because it's godforsaken heat.
Yep.
It's unnatural for me to sleep with the ceiling fan blowing and the air blowing, and it's 76 degrees outside at 4:30 in the morning. Right. It feels weird.
Well,
it doesn't feel right.
You sleep with your mouth hanging open.
That's how I think.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a mouth breather. I got it. That's how I breathe. My nose is no good. So here's what's been going on. I've had a cold for 1 week. I got sick last Friday. The exact same thing that's going on.
But you got the cold the day the heat wave began.
Yes.
So it's congestion and insane heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, oppressive heat mixed with a head cold, mixed with a very raw and sore throat.
Because.
And the only way I can breathe is with because now my nose is packed shut with snuggies. Okay? The only way I can breathe is to keep my mouth wide open with the ceiling fan blowing 80-mile-an-hour winds into
Basically,
my face.
Basically, it's like you holding a handheld hairdryer up to your mouth. Yeah,
all night. Yeah. It's just hot, good, dry Santa Ana BS wind blowing up my ass all goddamn night. Okay, this is 5 days. This is a week of this torture. It came to a head today. I can't even talk. It came to a head today. Last night I went home. I went to bed at 2:15. Mm-hmm. I got up.
Vegas.
6:10.
Oh yeah.
6:10, baby dolls.
To go to
6:10
for your lovely Southwest
7:55 Southwest flight out of Burbank.
Did anybody hear you yelling about that the night before?
Yes.
Any grief?
No. I promptly lost my license.
What? Oh, you're
First thing I did.
So you can't get on the plane.
No, you can.
Okay.
Let me tell you the beauty of the Burbank Airport and Southwest and all this. They like to keep things mixed up for the terrorist and for you.
Yeah.
One day you show up and they're like, you can't get past this point without an itinerary. Oh, okay. You show up the next day, you have an itinerary. They're like, no, you gotta be ticketed to get past this place. So here's what I do.
Then I came there once and they're like, itinerary? What are you doing with that? That was last month.
That's what happened. I showed up with the itinerary, pulled out my driver's license, attempted to go through the checkpoint to head to the security, and they're
no,
you need a hard ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, every time I've ever flown on your airline, I show you the itinerary, I show you my driver's license, then I go ahead to the gate, and I get my hard ticket.
Change.
They're like, no, we've changed that.
Change.
They never give you a heads up. They just change it. So somehow, now, let me tell you something, and I know this is going to, you know what? My on and off again lover, Jimmy Kimmel, has come up with a great idea. The ID hat. It's almost like the press hat. It's like a fedora, baseball hat. There it is.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I don't exactly know what the math is, but you can only slide your license out of the jacket and out of your wallet something like 26.72 times before it vanishes.
Yes.
You only get, and I used to be able to keep it in the wallet.
Right.
Once every
40
years, the goddamn thing came out. Now it's every 5 seconds. We're going to need some ID. And it keeps sliding out. And lo and behold, one of these times, it don't make it back in.
It's like Germany during World War II. Your papers. Where are your papers?
Yeah, where are your papers? So pull my driver's license out, show it to the lady, show her the itinerary. She says, no, go to the ticket. I said, really, I got to go get in that big line? She says, no, just go to the self-check-in hub over there. And go. So now I got the driver's license. Now here's where it gets dangerous. Let this be a lesson to you, kiddies. You got to just put it back at that point. Now, I'm holding it out, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm not putting it back because I'm coming right back.
Also, you're going to use it for the self-check-in thing.
Now, yeah. Now the license is in my hand. Pull up to the self-check-in, and wants a credit card. So I must then take the license and set it down onto the thing.
Or God knows what.
Put the thing in, do the thing, turn around, walk about 60 feet right back to the thing, show her the hard ticket. Where's my license? I just showed it to you. Yeah, I saw it. Well, where is it? Now this is great. This is great to do with a horribly sore throat, a head that's on fire, and 3.5 hours sleep. Where you start rifling through stuff, where you check the same pocket 22 times. You know that move? When you're really sleep deprived and you look for something, you look in that pocket.
You look one more time, it'll appear.
Maybe it'll be there.
Yeah, it'll appear.
Like when your uncle used to pull that nickel out of your ear. Somehow it'll be back. Just checking. Now I'm wearing the cargo pants with 75 pockets on it. I'm pulling things down. I'm pulling things inside out. I'm dumping stuff. Now I'm going to miss my flight. Can't find the license. At this point, got to cut my losses. I said, now look, I don't have my license, but you saw my license, you know, before. I got the ticket. What should I do? She says, oh, no. Go on right there. Just stay to the right. Stay to the right. You go through. That's the cavity lane.
Oh.
That's the you got no ID.
The cavity
you got to spread them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy gets a handful of margarine and fists you in that lane.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing I was thinking about as I was basically unrobing in front of you. The shoes are off, belt's done. You got to undo the belt. You got to hold it wide in front of you. It's really. I don't know what it would have been. It would have been at least like the kind of porn you'd see on Cinemax about 20 years ago. What you see in those lines. Hey, your shirt's up, your thing's open. The guy's rubbing the wand in between your legs. Your shoes are off.
Yeah.
Stuff spilled out all over the place. Like, you know what I feel like? Like traveling through the airport. Like when you travel, you put stuff together. Like, you know, you leave, you got your organizer, you got your cell phone, you got your Walkman, you got your briefcase, you got all your junk. Then you get to the airport, you tear everything apart. And then you, in a hurry, try to put yourself,
back.
Scoop a handful of it.
Yeah.
This, what the airport is like, it's like you saying, I'm going to take this beautiful sports car up the coast to Carmel and meticulously packing everything into it, blankets, a picnic basket, all sorts of junk, maps, driving gloves, and then pulling over, taking all of it, throwing it on the ground, and then stuffing it back in the passenger side and speeding off with your dork hanging out because your fly's down and your belt's undone.
That's it.
Now you scoop everything back and you're walking around and your shirt's, you know, part of your shirt's tucked in your shoe and your hat's off weird and you like, can't find your sunglasses because you're scooping everything and running with it.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the goddamn indignity of travel these days.
Yes.
Hold the phones! I can't believe that! Ugh. All right, so now I don't know where my license is.
Really? It's gone?
Yeah.
It's gone, yeah.
As far as I know, and of course...
You'll go to the DMV and get it renewed, though. I know you.
First thing, yeah. And on the way back, what line do you think I get in again?
Cavity.
You know what I'm thinking while I'm doing this? What kind of terrorist travels without an ID?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's some steely-eyed foreigner with the turban on his head and the big beard. He's wearing the huaraches and the robe, and it's like, no, I do not have, no, I forgot ID. Yeah, really? Don't you think these guys would have their ID? I love this. It's great. It's like, there's no possible way a guy could blow up a plane with a two-way ticket and an ID. Now, you got a one-way ticket. And don't you think the first people that would cover all these bases would be these people?
Yes.
The only effers stupid enough not to have an ID are the guys who have no intention of blowing the plane up.
Yeah.
Oh,
right, so.
I'm just sitting there with a whole bunch of lily white old people getting just torn apart. Oh, shirts pulled
how was the How was the
things
ride?
Rammed up asses.
How were your seat?
Next caller!
No, no, just quickly.
Hold on a second. Hey, Anderson.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't touch that goddamn button.
I thought you told me to touch buttons.
Stay away from it.
I'm confused, sorry.
All right. How were your seatmates?
Oh, they're fine.
No guys and cutoffs.
No.
No BO.
No.
Okay.
No.
There is a call coming up, though, that will cheer you up a bit.
Shut up, Anderson. Just shut up and do the buttons, would you, please? Eva?
Sorry. Hello.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
How are you guys tonight? I'm so sorry your plane trip was so bad. I know I've
no,
seen that
it's
before
not my plane
it.
Trip to life. Oh, wait a minute.
But I have to tell you, she's from Sacramento. That is the place. That is the world's worst Southwest airport.
All right.
I mean, it's a nice airport, but the security and stuff takes hours to get through.
Plane ride was fine. Everything was fine until we were coming back. I landed. By the way, so I got back in town at 8:30 tonight.
Mm.
8 o'clock, we're coming in on our final approach to Burbank. 8 o'clock. What's the captain do? What's he always do right as you're pulling in about this time? Going to give you the weather.
And the wind.
And the wind. In knots. The all-important knots. Because everyone knows that a knot is like 1.62 miles per hour, right?
Sure, everybody.
All right, so here's the thing. Yeah, it's probably like 1.23 or something. Whatever. But here's the point. Coming in. It is dark. I'm looking out the window at the lights. It is 8. 8 o'clock at night. The plane lands at 8. It's about 2 minutes to 8 because we're on final approach. Well, as your captain's being, it's 85 degrees. We're coming in. Doesn't say, you know, it's just matter of factly, like he reads the thing. Well, it's 85.
Oh, yeah.
85. It's pitch black outside.
Oh.
85. You know what I thought? Please just let one of those Sidewinder missiles hit this plane. Put us all out of our misery. Is there any terrorist with an ounce of compassion that could just shoot one of those shoulder harness missiles at us? End it all. We're going to have to go through 85 degrees. It was dark outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
All right, Ava. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I am a certified bra fitter for a retail company, and I know you're always asking about how the cup sizing and all that works.
Hold on a second.
Bra fitter.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What's a certified bra fitter?
A certified bra fitter is
a happy person.
Someone who has been through extensive training on how the tissue works and how the different cup sizes fit, how to place them on the proper body type.
The tissue, like when chicks stuff their bras?
Mm-hmm. Well, they teach us how to stuff them, too. We sell all kinds. Well, we don't have as much as some of the other stores, but they have all kinds of really great enhancers and things we can buy and put in there.
65-year-old Bavarian woman?
One would think. So you're certified bra fitter.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that take, the certification course?
Because
I want to look into that.
I've been working for the company for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So actually almost about 7 now. So it depends on how extensive the training is and how fast you take it up. It's a difficult department to work in.
Any
the hardest thing is they certify you to do prosthesis fitting for women who've had breast cancer, and that's the hardest. I haven't learned that yet. I'm kind of unsure if I want to do that.
I put that on the back burner. Yeah. All right. Well, you then can explain to us the bra sizing.
Yeah, the cup sizing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty much most of the women that call your show are probably wearing the wrong bra size to begin with. 8 out of 10 women do wear the incorrect size.
Why?
They just kind of assume what they are without really getting measured. And what we do
hold
is we
on,
measure.
Hold on a second. Did you say 8 out of 10?
Yeah.
8 out of 10 women wear the wrong bra size.
Yeah.
Too small or too big?
They usually wear too small.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually like popping out or.
Yeah.
That's when the wires dig into you. You shouldn't feel them at all.
All right. How do you get a proper measurement?
So what we do is we measure underneath the breast tissue above your rib cage about where your band should sit. We take that measurement, and then we also, sometimes when you're first learning how to do it, you take a measure along the bust line.
Stop it.
Why does she say tissue after breast?
Breast tissue. Breast material. What do you want to call it?
Well, the breast.
The breast, okay.
You know, when people are dealing with things that are a little uncomfortable, they add words.
You have to have euphemisms, sure.
It's always like when the guy was telling me to take my shoes off, take my belt off, and bend over and spread my cheeks and stuff. They always go, sir, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now. They can't just go, can you take your shoes off? Cops always do this. Sir, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now, if you please, just step out of the vehicle. They can't just say, get out. Ma'am, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now is remove the breast tissue.
Remove the breast tissue. Sorry, I'm used to being in an environment we have to be really professional.
Right. Yeah, you have to carve all the sexuality out of it.
Yeah, we measure them below the breast, and sometimes we measure them around the nipple, right about where that would be. And then you subtract 5.
Whoa. Now, what do you mean around the nipple? You mean all the way around the back?
Yeah, we take the tape measure and go around. When you're first learning how to do it, I don't really do that anymore. We're not really supposed to, but when you're learning how, you can.
I think when she says around the nipple, I think it goes under the arms and around the back.
Correct.
So crosses the nipple.
All right.
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay, so
Around the nipple would be...
Around the nipple.
Like on top of it, and then around the...
The back.
Around the back.
Right, okay.
Around the rib cage, around the thorax.
Yeah, go around the rib cage,
correct.
nipple high.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cup...
Or low.
And then how do you go with the cup? How do you go under the breast?
Well, that will just determine the size the band of the bra should be, you know, where you hook the snaps in the back.
Yeah, but where do you start the tape when you're going under the breast?
I take it... I stand behind them.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to look them in the eye because it's uncomfortable. You go behind them and you take the measurer around and then bring the edges to about the back or to kind of to the side of the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of cross them over. And
What's the biggest set you've ever measured?
I have had a customer come in and she was about a 46 G and above. I think she was maybe been an age, but we don't really carry them that high.
What are we talking about? That's gross. True. We got to move on.
They're not like Finn,
really?
Pam Anderson type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or Minkas.
Oh, come on, baby doll. Ruin it for me. Okay, so you measure and then the cup. All right, let's just figure the cup out for a second because I've always been confused. You got your A cup, you got your B cup, you got your
double
C cup.
A, triple A.
You have double A's.
True, would you shut up? You got your A cup, you got your B cup, you got your C cup, you got your D cup, you got your double D cup. And doesn't seem to be a double B, double C, or double anything else.
It's double A.
There isn't a double A. Oh,
there's a double A. Yes, there is.
See?
I've heard of it. All right, that's a battery.
But why do they double up on certain letters and not others? That's our question.
That's the American system. In Europe, they don't do that. Europe, they just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Well, but what do they do here?
What we do here is we go with the doubles. I've asked around. I've asked all of my coordinators and my trainers and whatnot why that is. And I think for American women, they're uncomfortable with another letter other than D. Because when you tell a woman she's a single D, she's like, no, I'm not. No. You know, they get very defensive about it. They get kind of like...
They want to be a double... What, do they want to be a C or a double D?
Yeah, most women want to be about a 36C.
Really?
On the average,
They don't want to be a D.
They don't want to be a D.
And is there a triple D?
Yes, there is.
Bouncy.
So D is the only letter that's tripled up.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the letters are all single...
Well, there is something called a quad D, but that usually on the tag is a G, which would be 4
a G.
In American. But we always go by
so
G.
So double D is an E?
There's
correct.
No E?
Yes.
Double
Europe,
D is an E.
Double D is an E.
In Europe.
Yes.
And triple D is an F?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody's explained it.
You got that? Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful. Oh, we're so stupid as Americans.
Yeah.
We can't handle... It's like them going... Well, I don't want to be an E cup. Oh, okay, we'll make you a double D. Really? Why don't you just call her B cup then? Let's just write a big B on her huge cans.
Why don't you just abort the whole thing altogether at that point?
I hate to admit it, but they're a little smarter than us in Europe sometimes with their logic. It's like you go from A, B, and then when you get you go D, E.
Well, they're sort of more matter of fact. It's like, you want to be an E? Shut up, nut job. Come on. It's E. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but I'm just talking in general. We got to get some of these calls through, but let me just say this.
Well,
in Europe, their measurements, they move in order.
That's right.
If something's 3 millimeters and that seems too small, it's 4 millimeters. In the United States, it's like it's 3/16. That's too small. Maybe it's 37/64. You know, it's like, Really? They just go up one number. We start spreading out in these multiple fractions, your head will explode. Mm-hmm. All right, what's up, Drew?
28 days later. This is the last night of our promotion.
Oh, thank holy
Christ. Ava and her kind, any callers that get on the air tonight above the age of 18 will get a DVD of the horror film 28 Days Later. Then on the 26th, we will be pulling from these names and trying to find the winner of this contest who will be able to spend 28 days at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas.
Drove past it 3 hours ago.
Great. Did you
drove
have your room
right
reserved?
Past it.
Did you get the prostitute you're going to just chain to the radiator there?
Just stared at it and thought, you know what? It's exactly the same temperature here as it is where I just left. Yeah. I got on a plane and went to the only place on the planet that was exactly the same temperature as Los Angeles. Really, it's like I didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just went one of the corner
except
of Satan's basement to the other.
Except it gets cooler at night.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I was smart enough to leave at 7. Bob?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening? You're 25.
Yeah, 25. All right. Previously 25-year-old virgin. Couldn't believe it. That is the fact. Hooked up with an older chick. I was at the bar. I wasn't even planning to go to the bar.
No
went
bar.
Went to the bar, and I made eye contact with this older woman. I also like older women. I don't know why, but...
Mason jar.
I can't... We had sex for, like, I don't know, 2 hours or more. I'm a homosexual. And,
please. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
78.
All right. What month?
Huh? October.
All right. Keep going.
Anyway, we had sex for like 2 hours or more. I don't know, but I didn't get off. Didn't even come close.
Not even close?
No, not even with the oral or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after that, which that was a one-night stand that went about 4 days too long. But now I can't even jerk off. My shoulder doesn't stand at attention no more.
Can't get an erection.
About halfway.
Halfway. That's good enough when I'm drunk. I can still beat one out.
How long has this been going on for?
It's just been going on for about 3 days.
3 days. Are you upset about this thing you did with her?
Not exactly, but... it's just bothering me because I can't get off no more.
You were a virgin before you were with this girl?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
No, I tried, tried my ass off, but luck. Till
bad
that
luck.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes for some certain guys, your number just doesn't come up.
Yeah, but you're saying you can't ejaculate and you can't get an erection, right?
Well, it comes about halfway up. But
you have two different problems, right?
Two different problems. It only goes about halfway up.
See, that's why it's bogus.
It just keeps getting back. It only goes about halfway up.
Yeah.
Here's how you know they're bogus. Whenever they go, they have a non-question, they go, how can you help? Can you help? So, because no one actually has a problem ever asks us to help or what should I do? What should I do?
Yeah,
they never do that.
Nor do they repeat the same.
They just keep repeating
mantras,
the same thing.
Mantras.
You're trying to get a little clarity, and they're sticking to their same story.
Yeah.
I just made 9 hours of bogus phone calls.
Yeah,
believe me, I know.
For crank yankers.
Yeah, where do you live? Oh, I'm in the neighborhood. Whereabouts? I'm out on Summer Grove. What's the number? I'm right on up street. Well, where is that? Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
it's all I did was. Total out and out BS times a thousand calls. Oh.
And still no funny ones.
Nothing funny.
That sucks.
I got a couple good ones in.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you this, too, Drew. People aren't picking up the phone like they used to. People have had an ass full of the telemarketers or whatever.
Yeah.
Used to be a year or two ago when we were doing crank anchors, I just called somebody in Kentucky at noon. They picked the phone up. It's like, how y'all doing? How are you doing? Yeah. Talk to them. Now it's like everyone's bam. Everyone's on edge. That whole thing where they're going to get everyone's number off the speed dial and stop to make this illegal, that illegal. Everyone's had an ass full of the phone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, but good times. All right, we're going to take a little break. Taking Back Sunday, the band is going to be in here, but not until 11. Drew, I cursed myself by yelling at you I never get sick 1 week ago today.
Could have had that vaccine.
I began my illness.
Mm-hmm.
What would that vaccine wouldn't have done anything?
Probably not.
Thank you. And it took a big man to admit that. And it took a bigger man to admit that you were a big man by admitting that. All right?
All right.
All right, we'll be back. There, buddy. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm back from Vegas. I slept for 4 hours. My mouth feels like I swallowed a pincushion.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to rock, Drew?
Let's go, Mr. Happy.
I got to stop talking, Drew.
Yeah.
Nicole?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question, I guess basically for Dr. Drew. I have a big problem with my husband masturbating. I just don't like it. It's a really big turnoff for me. When I, not like if we're doing it with, you know, while having sex, but if I think that he's been masturbating while I'm not home, it just really bothers me.
Mm-hmm. How do you find out about it?
I walked in on him.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that. Mid-stroke?
I'm sorry?
Was he actually stroking his meat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Nothing better for all other guys. Let me tell you something, Drew. Let me tell you what I would pay $300,000 for. A reel. A five-hour reel of guys getting caught beating off. High schoolers, teenagers, old guys, guys at work, retarded guys, fat guys, black guys, white guys. Wives catching them, stepmoms, bosses, bus drivers, whoever.
Somebody pulling up in the car next to you.
And I'm not talking about hidden cameras. I'm talking about a cosmic reel.
Oh, yeah.
Seen through the eyes of God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just that old business
defending your
look.
Life reel, yeah.
Little sweat building up on the forehead, furrowed brow, shirt held up by the teeth, spanking away.
I'm
and
up.
Then all of a sudden... Jumping up like a ninja, knocking stuff over, Nivea everywhere. Drew, would you, if that was 3 hours long, would you just laugh for 3 hours?
Without,
like a maniac?
I'd stop breathing.
And if it was 9 hours long,
you'd do the same.
You'd eventually die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As long as it was, as long as you'd laugh. You wouldn't have to know who they were. Wouldn't matter.
No.
Any age, any race, any creed.
It'd be the most amazing and funny thing of all time.
Oh, what I love that. I got to work that out, Drew. Nicole?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Is that where you developed your distaste for what he does, just by walking on him, or would you already have been sort of untroubled by it?
No, I really hadn't been troubled by it before, but I think just the fact of walking in on it was just like, it was just something I didn't want to see.
What did he do when you walked in?
I mean, his face is like, it was like one of those "oh my god" looks, and I just shut the door. I mean, I didn't. It was like, I don't know if it's what a parent felt like walking in on their teenage son, or
was he in your bed or on your sofa?
In our bathroom.
Ooh, doing the sink jack?
Oh no.
Toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, people are like, "Oh, not the sink. Oh, okay, in the toilet." Let me tell you the percentage of that spunk that ends up in the toilet. Way less than 10%, according to some estimates. And as low as 3, and other studies I've read about, Drew. That thing is everywhere but the toilet. Ain't no way. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Decorative soap, magazines, towel racks, all. It's everywhere but
I think
the toilet.
Something about Mary.
Was he holding the shirt up with his mouth?
I don't think he was wearing one.
All right. Would have been funnier. You know,
that's
it's funny when they
move.
Get that.
Yeah. That's a girl. Right. Don't show me.
All right.
Okay.
I'll show you. All right. Tell her what to do.
Well, how long ago did this happen?
It was like a year ago, but it's still like sometimes, like, you know, if the door shut, I really don't want to open it.
Do you talk? Do you like have post-traumatic stress disorder? Do you have a sexual trauma history?
No.
You sure?
I think it was because at the time we were having a little struggle with sex issues.
What was the struggle?
I like it a little more than he does.
And he's still mastering.
So it kind of made me feel uncomfortable that maybe, you know, maybe he's doing this for compensating instead of having sex.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
28.
28.
You mean you feel as though he should have not done that since you were he was not sort of keeping up with your needs, right?
Right.
How long have you guys been together?
4 years.
Hmm.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you what a guy is usually doing when he's beating off. He's trying to carve out a little time for himself. Like he's trying to create a little autonomy, a little me time. Like guys do this even in a relationship. Guys got to feel. They got to have some like lone wolf qualities to it. Yep. I mean, I don't know if women do this, but guys do. Guys like show up and go sniff around. Who's home? No one's home. Oh, great. This is great. I don't know if women do that. Guys are elated when they come home and no one's home. Women are worried. Yeah, they start like, looking around like, and making phone calls.
No, it's like the cave is yours. Like the,
yeah, you yeah. got the. You're back to where you wanted to be.
Yeah, Chris. Like, right. Yeah, huh?
All right. Uh-huh. So listen, Nicole.
Yeah.
Don't put the screws to him. I mean, if your sex life is screwy, that's something else.
Yeah.
And you guys can talk about that and work on that. The beating off part.
The whole thing. There's missing pieces in this story. The
right.
intensity of her reaction lasts a year.
Right.
Says something about her. The fact that he is masturbating and not being careful to hide it, knowing that she's got some energy about their sex life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Says something about him. So uh-huh. it's all some missing pieces here. So.
Yeah. I think guys think if they beat off in front of the toilet, they might be able to pull off I was taking a leak.
Right.
But it's just... It's a tough sell.
What if somebody catches? Oh, you mean you're going to sell that to the person that walks in?
Yeah, if you know the angle's right, and if the door opens a crack and shuts again, and
why he was at the toilet just in case.
I think so.
No.
Beating off in the toilet is that's a fool's game. Don't get caught up in that game, brother. That'll take you down. You know what I mean?
It's like, why bother?
You can do, if you're tall, I think if you're tall enough, you can do like the knee on the knees beat off on the toilet, but that's shaking hands with the devil because they got the edge of the pot right there and it's like kind of the wrong height and your knees on that cold tile.
Oh, that's a good time.
That's trouble.
Yeah.
You work the sink like
hey, 28 days later, DVDs tonight for everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone goes in the mix on the 26th. We pull out a name and the winner goes to the Hard Rock Hotel Casino Las Vegas. They
hello?
Get the room for 28 days.
Three
Adam
hours
will be there to
15 minutes ago. I was right in front of that hotel.
You can invite Adam and he will demonstrate many of these techniques for you.
That's right. I'll do the shirt bite. I'll do the bent knee and straight knee toilet jack.
Those of you that don't win will at least get the DVD of 28 Days Later, available now.
Demonstrate Yay! The difficult and oftentimes untested and untried by the professionals, at least, shower jack.
Well, we've discussed and discovered now that the shower jack, the sink jack, mm-hmm. and the knees toilet rim jack.
Jeff
right?
is on the air.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff is on, yeah. Yeah, safest is the shower in terms of getting caught, but most dangerous in terms of fatalities. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, dude, Adam, man. My girlfriend's, like, obsessed with you.
Really?
Yeah, on her, like, on her computer, on, like, the, whatever, the saver on the back thing. Yeah. There's pictures of you.
Calling like, all nerds.
What?
What's he doing? Sink,
no, it's just,
shower?
Like, a picture of his face on some dude's body.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean on some dude's body?
You know, like some like model body or whatever. Not to insult your body, Adam. I'm sure you're quite the man.
Sure. Well, piece of meat. Hey, what was the temperature like in San Jose today?
Dude, it was like really warm.
How warm?
Yeah.
How warm?
How warm? Yeah. I don't know. It was I'm a freshman here, so it's like 80, I think, today, maybe.
Yeah, but got that nice offshore breeze blowing in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, San we always had the breeze.
They don't get any breeze? They get a breeze.
Yeah, we get a little breeze, you know, here and there.
San Jose is pretty rough.
How far in? Are you way in San Jose?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like 2 minutes from the airport. You know that stupid airport?
Yeah, Drew hates that stupid airport.
I don't like the airport.
Yeah, how far from the ocean
airport.
Are you in San
horrible
Jose?
Horrible airport. Oh,
it's an hour.
Is it an hour to the ocean from San Jose?
Yeah, if you go like...
Santa Cruz.
Like to Santa Cruz, it's only about an hour, you know, 45 minutes, whatever.
All right. Well, good times.
Were you at San Jose State or something?
No, I'm at Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Where
are you from originally?
Portland, Oregon.
Is there some sort of law that everything in California has to start with San or Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. What's the difference between San and Santa? I don't know. I've always wondered that.
I was trying to figure that out myself just the other week.
Is one male or female? Or
yeah, you got your saint.
Yeah, but there's
the female saints.
There's now, like, female saints who, like, you know, came up the West Coast and you know,
right.
made missions and stuff.
Yeah, but Santa,
it's
Anna.
It's male and female But that should be Santo, shouldn't it?
I thought it was masculine, like the Santo, too, which is a little, you know,
right.
Effed up.
Well, listen, what are you trying to do? A threesome?
Yeah. No, we did a threesome.
Oh, you did?
Who cares?
Yeah, we did a threesome.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah, and like a mutual friend stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Male.
No, another she.
Oh, he was a chick?
Yeah. He was not a chick. But there was a friend who was a girl.
And what's the question?
Okay, my question is, though, that that my girlfriend and I have been going out for like 9 months. Right. And then we started this threesome thing. And then things got a little weird.
Uh-huh.
And so...
What made it weird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I'm guessing it's the threesome.
But what do you mean weird? What do you mean?
Like, whenever we try to, like, you know, whenever I start making out with or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things try to get a little... We usually, you know, things go to sex, but... it just kind of like stopped before then.
She'll make up
some kind of excuse or whatever.
Is it because she'd rather you do it in a threesome or because she's upset?
Well, I was wondering. Well, we've done the threesome more than once. And then we did it like, I think we did it 4 times.
Does she stall out when she's going
with the same chick?
Same chick, yeah.
And what happens? Do those guys get it on, your girlfriend and the girl?
No. Huh? It's me and 2 other girls, my girlfriend and her friend.
Yeah, but do the girls...
Listen, you retard. I said, do the girls get it on? Your girlfriend and the girl?
Yeah, usually. So you know, I like watch and, you know, start get the meat going. You know how that goes right now.
Yeah, I know. Use
good
my
times.
Sync technique.
Good times.
And then, do they both give you oral?
Well, obviously not at the same time, but yes, they do both give me oral.
What do you mean, obviously not at the same time? I mean, I've seen movies.
It's tough to wrap 2 mouths around one thing, you know.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I mean. They're passing the buck, right? Back and forth?
Yeah, they're passing the buck back and forth. Wow. Yeah.
What is your question?
It's weird, though, when, like, my girlfriend's doing...
Oh, shut up. Jeff's a colossal jack-off.
Yes.
Yes?
Sadly so. Like I want to like Jeff.
I want to like Jeff, too. I'm going to play a hunch. I bet Jeff has a choker.
Yeah.
You know those guys who wear chokers?
Leather choker?
Something. Jeff?
Yeah?
Do you wear a choker?
What the hell is a choker?
You know, tight necklace around your neck?
Oh, no, no, no.
No necklace, dude?
No necklace. I have, like, some beads sometimes, but not that's it.
And they don't hang down low. They're kind of tight, right?
Yeah, they're kind of tight, I guess.
He's gay.
All right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess they don't call them chokers anymore. When I hear Brad, I picture that... I don't know what
Jeff.
They call him. Oh, sorry.
But he wasn't Brad.
He wasn't Brad. When I hear Jeff, and then when I get tired enough, I'll just call people by the name they should have been. His parents should have named Jeff Brad, by the way. But that... that stupid surf guy, it's not puka shells. It's like it's leather, and it's wrapped around like 3 or 4 beads in the middle, and it's pulled kind of tight.
Yeah, and it's tied with a knot in the back.
And let me tell you something. A-holes have been wearing an equivalent version of this for thousands of years. I'm sure the a-holes 2000 in Jesus Christ time were wearing these things. When I was in junior high and high school, the a-holes had the puka choker. A-holes have been attracted to chokers for as long as there's been a-holes and hide to wrap around their a-hole necks.
And
there's been an amazing marriage between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Drew?
I don't know.
All right.
Interesting observation, though. I'm going to pay attention.
You know what would be nice? It'd be nice if these guys, like, choked on the chokers, you know, hopped the fence and got one of the fence posts caught up on it. We just found the
hanging there,
decomposing body hanging from that. Yeah, just accidents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Nice.
Let's work on that. All right, take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Taking Back Sundays. Just came to the studio. We're going to bring them in after the next break. They just got off stage. They played a little sold-out gig at the Palladium. Drew, you go to the Hollywood Palladium, yes?
Every Sunday.
Okay. Just checking if you're still doing that. Jennifer?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
I have a problem. I have a my boyfriend. He's actually younger than me. He's 19, and he comes extremely fast. A minute or less, actually.
Or less.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really sad, and I don't know. Is there a way, like a certain time, where he might grow out of this? Or
By the way, there has to be some sort of uniform mercy rule code where women round up to a minute.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy busts a nut in 37 seconds...
Give him a minute.
Yeah, zero. He comes in 1 minute. Like, there's no unit of cum measurement lower than a minute.
There's instantly, as soon as he enters.
Right. Yes, if he doesn't come in his pants, he automatically makes it to a minute. That's you get 400 points for putting your name on the SAT.
On the other hand, the guy that says he's been doing it for 45 minutes has to round down to 18.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, well, he has.
All right. Well, that's exciting for you. You're calling from Riverside.
Yeah.
How hot and miserable is it over there?
It was hot today, but I was inside at work, so it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, but still
what
outside.
A life she leads, though, huh? Riverside, the heat, boyfriend. The
premature ejaculation. How come you haven't killed yourself, Jennifer?
I'm almost there. That's why I'm calling.
All right.
Because she's giddy.
Tell her what to do.
All right, Jennifer, look, do you talk to him about it?
Yeah, he knows. He
knows. Yes, I know he knows, but do you guys have some... Do you try to work on it with him? Is it something you guys can converse about without him getting defensive?
No, he doesn't get defensive. Like, he understands it's a problem, but he tries everything. There's nothing he can do. That's why I'm just like... I'm not mad at him.
Can he go a second time? Can he do it a second time?
Yeah, he can do that too, but that's also very fast.
How about a third time?
We've done that before, but that's also very...
Oh, my.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But he puts a condom on. Does that slow him down at all?
A little bit, but not much.
The tricycle...
Does he give you good oral sex?
Yeah, he does, but he does he that does. Before, and then it makes it go even faster, actually.
Makes him go faster?
Yeah, that's why... He just, like, gets off on everything. I don't understand. And I, like...
Kid's
like
in love.
He loves you.
He's 19?
Yeah.
He's going to smack his dork with a mop handle or something. Get dead in it a little.
No. Well, look, medications can actually improve this. This guy genuinely has an issue here. And
where do you get it?
Some of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Go to the head shop?
Like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, these things. Will delay ejaculation.
If you drop one just before,
you got to kind of take it all the time.
You kind of stay on it?
Yeah. And then you could always try Viagra so we could continue an erection at least. I hate to come up with all these pharmacological solutions, but, you guys are trying in the relationship and it's not working, so what the heck.
Gabe.
Yeah.
You're 23.
I'm 23.
You want to know why I'm so angry all the time?
You're angry, man.
How long have you been noticing that for?
Well, especially this week, but just over
it's the
past.
Heat.
What's
the
that?
Heat?
It's the heat this week. It's making him mad.
I'm very upset over the heat.
It seems also maybe some of the are you spread too thin?
Yeah. Well, I'm working on this house and it's getting me up every morning too early and there's too much going on.
And
you're spread out a little thin, Gabe.
You've seen the way he's treated me last couple of weeks, huh?
Taking it out on the kids, taking it out on Drew.
I feel bad for Drew sometimes.
No,
I'm like, oh my god.
Listen, if you saw his paycheck, you'd stop crying.
Thank you, Gabe.
We get paid the same amount.
You get paid the same exact amount. Yeah, but you do all that. You're a producer for those other guys in Nevada, whatever the crank anchors.
Oh no, I get the big bucks, but I'm just saying, I'm carrying Drew on this show.
Oh
yeah. All right, Gabe. Thanks for your insights.
I'm just.
I know you're worried about me, but don't worry about it.
Drew, whatever.
We're cool, right?
It's good times.
It's good times.
Let's take a break.
The heat's just got me going a little bit. Got the band. Let me just get rid of Danny over here. Danny.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I'm calling because you know how a couple of nights ago you said that. Well, actually, first of all, you guys, mad props. Great
Thanks.
Show.
Whatever.
Thank you, Anderson. Well, basically, a couple of nights ago, you know how you categorized people, how what college? I mean, by what kind of people are allowed to go? Should be allowed to go to junior colleges?
That's right. People in the nursing program and Asians. Right. And crazy Indians, I've now added. Not American Indians. Right. By
well,
no means,
apparently I don't fall into Eastern either of those Indian categories.
Well, I'm sorry then. Under my regime, you would be thrown out.
No, but see, the thing is, my parents decided that I should pay for my own college education, and that was the best way to
well,
go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny. I will interview what I call hard luck cases on an individual merit basis. Do you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, consider things on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, sure. You show me some kid who's an old man, killed himself, and who lost some money because some big record company went after him for downloading something off the Internet or something. I'll weigh these things into my decision. And occasionally a blue-eyed young guy like Danny will make it through the cracks, but I'm trying to keep the masses out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
There's always a good kid who can slip in. And Danny, you send your transcripts over to the station. I'll be more than willing to review those. We'll get back to you, and we'll see if we can admit you. All right?
There we go.
All right. We'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Matt, Fred, and Adam both here, all here, I should say, tonight from Taking Back Sunday. And I was trying to think where I saw the band last, and it was at the Jimmy Kimmel Live show where they played.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I'm always confused. Like, here's how it works. When you guys are young, but when you get older, here's how it works. You don't worry about the specifics. It's like, I've seen these guys. I know these guys. Don't know if if they were on the TV show. Don't know
Love
if they're on this
TV show.
Yeah. Don't know if I was crank yankers or maybe I gave one of them a reach around in some state.
Yikes.
Some months
ago. Actually,
it
was two of the above.
Yeah,
two? Above.
Yeah. Reach around and...
Yeah. Well, it was two Kimmel. Reach arounds and then at Kimmel. Yeah.
So three total.
So, yes,
three
I was total. I was co-hosting
great,
or sidekicking. Oh, great.
Soft hands.
See?
Totally.
That's what they say. That's what they say. And Drew's like, who's they? And I'm like, don't worry about it, dude. You just keep smiling and enjoy the ride. Right, buddy? All right. All right. Hey, what are you going to do? We're going to hear something off the not new CD called Tell All Your Friends. And... you guys just played the Palladium. They were whisked out the back door, Drew, and hopped in a limousine.
That's nice. Brought over here.
Drove here.
Yeah, or it's very fast skateboards we totally. Use.
And you guys are going to Vegas tonight?
Yes.
4
yes. I'm not sleeping. I'm gonna go, and I'm going straight to the blackjack table. I'm gonna stay there and get terribly drunk.
You know what's nice about Vegas? They don't judge.
No, huh?
There's no judging going on.
All men are created equally stupid.
Here it's like if someone catches you with a beer in your hand at 9 in the morning, you're like, I've been up. I work a graveyard, so this is like this is like 9 at night for me. But Vegas, they judge you if you don't have the beer.
Right?
Yeah, they're like,
who brought the square?
You know what they got to do with here? Vegas? It just struck me is they've done almost everything. They got strip clubs everywhere. They got the booze everywhere. They have almost no rules, and that's why we got to go there to do crank anchors because lo and behold,
every other state has rules.
Every other state has rules, but you can call people, not tell them before you f with them in Nevada. But they have to figure out a way to block out the sun. That's the only buzz.
Yeah,
it's kind of the buzzkill. And if you've ever left a strip club and it was light outside, immediate buzzkill.
They tried to do it in that Fremont Street thing, right?
Yeah. But I'm talking about the entire strip and some of the outlying areas. If A, it would cool things down. B, the party would never end.
Yeah.
Because people do, when the sun hits you, it's like 111 degrees and you got that weird flop beer sweat, that weird hooker. I dropped $1,800 worth of lap dances, kind of sweating it. Everything, it stopped. Everything, it's like the record, immediately stopped. But if it stayed dark, you just roll right in.
Yeah.
Roll right into it.
Keep on going. Well, but then again, if you kept the hookers with you in the sun, I mean, that might maybe keep it a little bit going.
Hookers in the sun.
Hookers
though.
Don't work. Yeah. And
yeah. It's a good thing nobody can see that.
Yeah. And also, they don't hold up to the scrutiny of light and sobriety.
The ugly lights come on.
Right.
That's the truth.
Absolutely. True. If we could block out the sun from Vegas, I really believe that. Whatever they put into the giant umbrella or canopy or whatever I'm proposing would pay for itself within weeks.
It would be utopia. Smog. We have the bullet train next week.
That's the next thing I want to work on with you guys, the bullet train to Vegas.
Bullet train?
Yeah, they've been building this bullet train from Los Angeles to Vegas since I was in junior high.
Yeah.
And still nothing.
Wow.
Can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Transcontinental Railroad through the Rockies was done much faster than this bullet train, which they haven't laid a track for yet, and I don't understand why we can't get this off the ground.
Do they still build train tracks? Still?
Not in this country. Yeah, ceramics or something.
Yeah, ceramic and magnetic fields or something. Nothing would make contact with anything. Eventually, that's what we're heading toward, which is there's zero friction. Nothing. You don't make...
You blow on the train and go 100 miles an hour.
That's right. But no, I'm talking about everything. Like, if you were with a prostitute, if she gives you oral sex, her mouth... creates.
I knew that wasn't going to be the end.
Okay. It creates a vacuum sphere around your penis, but there's never any kind of spreads disease.
Yeah, good. That's good.
Technically, it's not cheating. You don't touch it like it's like operation. We don't hit the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Don't get the Charlie horse that way.
There's a magnetic field involved. It's not cheating.
That's right. All right. What are we going to do? We're going to take a call
take
and then we'll hear
please.
A song?
Call.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 18.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mike?
I'm a huge Taking Back Sunday fan.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I love all your stuff.
Oh, thanks, brother.
But I just got a little funny story for Adam. Because earlier he was talking about how difficult it is to masturbate into the toilet.
What? Talking about me real quick? I was like, no, I was here.
No,
yeah.
Well, it's not difficult. Yeah, it's difficult to hit the toilet. It's not difficult to do it over the toilet.
Yeah, well, to actually make it in. And I have a personal story of my own.
Yeah,
My mom has these weird little like figurines in the bathroom of like animals.
and,
I don't know why she has them in there, but it's like
to test for just such a circumstance
to keep you from whacking off.
That's right, to detect your activity. There could be lipstick cameras in each of those old mice.
Spunk menagerie,
spunk farm.
All right, so I have the glass figurines of animals.
Well, they're not glass. They're like a paper mache, like plastic or something.
Oh, worse.
Yeah. But
harder to clean, yeah.
One day, I was beaten off over the toilet, and I missed, and I hit. I didn't notice it at the time, because, you know, I miss a lot, you know.
Right, sure.
Leave it and clean up later.
Sure.
What?
Tiger, and there's, like, this glossy thing on the side of it now, and it's like, all my friends think it's hilarious.
But you show it off to your friends?
But your mom doesn't know?
My mom has no idea what it is.
No, you prayed your friends in there and showed off to them?
Yeah, all my friends are cool.
Let me say this, too. I'm going to write a book about beating off. I just realized. Like, here's the problem. When you're done, it's the last thing you want to do is cover your tracks. I mean, it's the first thing you want to do, but it's the last thing you're in the mood for. Mopping up.
Yeah.
You want to watch a little TV. There's sandwiches
you're not in
to
a proper
eat.
State
there's phone
of mind
calls
at all.
To make. Yeah. And here's what ends up happening is you do that. You got the belly bib, the jizz rag, everything, stuff spread out. Remotes aren't where they need to be.
Totally.
Let me tell you something.
The tape is still in the VCR.
Tape's in the, yeah, right. And what you do is you get up and you go, well, what time is it? Okay, it's 3 in the afternoon. Now, stepmom, she doesn't come home till 6:30. But I'm not going to take any chances. I'm going to clean up about 5:30. A good hour before she shows up. Then what happens? You get up, you eat, make a few phone calls, do whatever you got to do. You forget about it. You leave. And you will remember before your stepmom gets home, you just will not be in the place where you can clean it up. You will be 70 miles away. You will be somewhere, and it's now...
Apparently, you're at our show.
Now it's an emergency.
Now it's an emergency, because not only is somebody going to find this, but you have the pain of anticipating them walking in. You must be disciplined, people. You have to mop up. You have to hide everything. Do it right. Do it when you get up. Do it. Yep. Take care of it.
Start the day right.
That's right. All right. We got a question for the band. Andrew?
Oh, hi.
What's up?
Hey. Hi. I was just wondering how you got the name Taken Back Sunday. And to remind you, don't forget to come back to Fresno because we miss you.
Oh. You're gay. Andrew, please.
Yeah, I am. I'm super gay.
Okay. Well, Fresno. No, we got the name. We have a couple different answers for it. It just depends who's asking. But but the real story behind it, there was a friend on Long Island where we're from, and just a friend's band, and they had a song called Taking Back Sunday, and then Eddie, our little Spanish friend, named it that. So, yeah.
Okay. I think it works.
We borrowed it.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. As far as band names go, either they work or they don't.
Yeah.
I'd say this one works, true, yes?
Is that Coney Island on the background?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's two stops from my house.
Wow. Two stops on Subway.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like where they filmed the Warriors film. Remember that?
Yeah. No Vatos Locos right. Forever.
Isn't that right that there where they awesome. Filmed that, where he was clicking the bottles together? It's right totally. About that.
True.
They're remaking
a movie
that.
You've seen.
A movie I've seen. Even though I saw movies in the 70s. That's the last time I watched it.
Yeah.
But I'll pick up again when the Olsen
film released.
Did
you see
released.
Jaws?
Yeah.
That was in the
70s. Jaws 1. Stopped after
Didn't
that,
see right. The Shining, though.
I have seen it.
You saw it 3 weeks ago. Right?
Yeah, a month ago. All
right.
Red Room.
Yeah.
Red Room.
Drew didn't like The Shining.
No, I don't like
it. You know, you don't like The Shining because I browbeat you into watching it.
No. Because it was a wonderful film. I could appreciate it as a film. I really don't like horror films.
Makes you uncomfortable?
I just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, doesn't it make you angry? I got this guy. Does it make you mad when people won't see the movies you're begging them to see?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this works, but we all decide what movies we want to see and what movies we don't want to see. And it's usually within 10 minutes of the movie coming out, we just sort of announce only to ourselves,
right.
Nah, don't need to see this one. Next. And then there's ones where, hey, I really got to see that. Not based on that much, totally. But it doesn't matter. Because the die has been cast, and that's it. And then 2 months later, people come up to you and they go, "Hey, man, About a Boy was one of the best films of 2002." And you go,
"That was on my no list."
Sorry, I decided it was on my no list. Yeah. And then another person comes up and goes, "About a Boy is great, man. It is great." And you go, "Yeah, sorry, it's on my no list."
Yeah.
On my no list. They go, "You especially, you would love it. It is great. Hugh Grant was great." And you go, "Yeah, I know. I wish I could watch it, but it made my no list 10 minutes after it came out." Really? And now. I actually got to the point where I rented another movie, and the guy at the video place said, "You got to get About a Boy. It's a great movie." And I said, "All right, I'll do it." I took it home. I didn't watch it, and then I returned it. And then he said, "Did you watch it?" And I said, "No, I didn't." And by the way, it's funny when some 17-year-old guy makes $4 an hour, and you're putting your tail between your legs. "Sorry, buddy, I'll make it up to you." And he said, "Well, let's take it back for another week and watch it." And I said, "No, all right." And I took it back one
didn't
more
watch
week. All right, back again. I can't watch About a Boy.
You're real serious about this.
That's passive aggressive. Wow. Now
is that what that is?
Oh yes.
No, I will not watch it, but I'll take it home.
I'll take it home and not watch it.
Hey, Adam,
what?
You got to watch About a Boy. It's really good. I'm telling you.
Watch it.
It was on my no list too. I didn't want to watch it, but it's good. It's really, really good. Watch.
Is it like watch with lady or watch alone?
Yeah, watch with lady, but still good. It's good either way.
All right. I understand. I want to see it. I've been trying.
But now it's too big. Now it's worked up.
All right. Well, let me tell you. I got this this guy who works with me, a carpenter, my right hand man, and. This guy's just sort of an idiot savant, builds cabinets, doesn't know anything else. But here's the thing. This guy loves action movies, and I've been trying to get the guy to see Road Warriors. For now, it's been 4 years. Been 4 years. Man, he won't do it. Every week I beg him, doesn't say no, just
never
won't do
that.
It. And then rents another bad action movie. just to rub it in my face.
That's amazing.
I feel cosmically when I see About a Boy, my buddy Gary is going to see Road Warrior.
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear something from Taking Back Sunday. What do you say?
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
How about Cute Without the E?
All righty.
Yes.
Here it is.
So obviously desperate, so desperately honest.
me.
Yeah, well, Anderson, that wasn't the song I announced, so it's good times. This song is called You Know How I Do.
Yes.
I didn't play that song, though, Drew. How dare you?
It's close.
Oh, it's Chris.
What are you doing, dude? Don't blame me, please.
Lauren told me to play that one.
Chris. You're dead.
Lauren.
That was the first song on the new album. It's You Know How I Do. We will play Cute Without the E later. It's already the second hour.
I know, but now I feel like we screwed the band.
All right, so we'll
gotta
last
hear the
break,
Cute Without the E. I hear two.
You said one.
All right.
It was
no
one of their
fired.
Fault.
All fired.
It wasn't Chris's fault. Look,
somebody's getting taken out back totally. Regardless.
Same thing happened with me, but it was Rob Zombie, and he gave me the look of death.
Yikes.
It's a Clash of the Tardens in here. So let's just keep moving forward before it gets ugly. And it can get ugly in here. Yes, Drew?
Indeed it can.
It definitely can. All right, let's talk to Abby, who's 19.
Hi.
What's happened? Yeah.
Okay, so I've been having this discharge for a long time, like a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I went to see my doctor about it. And first she thought it was a yeast infection. She said by the looks of it, she thought it was a yeast infection.
Did she do a pelvic exam?
Yes.
Okay.
And so so they took a swab of it, I guess, and came back. I have like a high bacterial count or something.
Right.
So they gave me some, what was it?
Flagyl?
No, they gave me something antibacterial, something that's supposed to kill everything.
An antibiotic.
Yeah.
Oral antibiotic.
Yeah.
Like Levaquin, something like that, what they give you.
All right.
Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know. But anyway, so I took it, and it didn't go away. So I went back, and the doctor looked again, did another exam. She said it definitely looked like yeast this time, and the same thing happened, and she thought that maybe, you know, because I have a boyfriend, and she thought that maybe we were passing it back and forth or something. So
okay. Uh-huh.
We both got the pills, the same pills that I took the first time.
The yeast pills?
The antibiotics, yeah.
Antibiotics, not the yeast medicine.
No,
even though she thought it was a yeast infection.
Yeah, they have yeast pills?
Yeah, and Diflucan, yeah.
So you eat that? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I've been taking those the wrong way. Wow.
You can keister them.
They've been going up the urethra.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Ooh,
no.
Yeah. Wow. And I kept saying, this can't be right. It cannot be right. They're bigger than the circumference of the urethra, you know?
You know what's wild? Remember before Viagra, we used to have little urethral suppositories guys would use for erection.
We did?
Never heard of it.
Oh, that was just that pipe cleaner that you just stick in there and they could bend your dork in any position. Make it do a right angle. Make it do like a snake or a chicane.
Or like a poodle.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you had enough to work with.
Gumby.
Yeah.
The tickler.
All right, so what should she do?
You know, Abby.
Yes.
Abby?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay. It's hard for me to tell you what to do without you being able to tell me what you've taken, okay? You obviously need to keep going back and keep getting tested and maybe get another consultation. It is probably a bacterial infection. They're very common. It may just be your yeast. Your discharge. Some women just have a discharge that's ongoing and normal. One of the things that occurs to me is maybe some Metrogel cream. That's something that sometimes if you use for a couple of weeks will clear things up. Will help prevent the yeast from coming back sometimes as well.
All right.
If that's you were both not on Diflucan, I don't understand why she would say it's yeast and not treat you for yeast because the antibacterials are a totally different thing. It actually might make the yeast worse.
Well, is she going to go back to the gynecologist?
Yes.
I was thinking about her. I just got back from Vegas. I've been doing a lot of tipping.
Uh-huh,
a lot of guys at the airport, a lot of guys bringing the cars and stuff like that, the bar. Doing a lot of tipping.
Strippers.
Yeah, though I was there in Vegas for 9 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Drove right past Club Paradise, right across from the Hard Rock.
It's tough for you.
And it's like voted number one gentleman's club in the country. And I thought, right next door.
And you're like, no.
Right next door to the Hard Rock. Yeah, and then
I
love when they say, come in and enjoy the fine cuisine, which is always funny, too. Like, hey, ladies, put the clothes on. I'm here for the scampi.
Trying to
please.
Eat.
Yeah, really trying to. It's always funny when places like this try to sell it, like the Poker Pan Society of Gardena. They have this pan poker out here. It's this retarded rule, which is gambling is illegal, but not Pai Gow.
Right.
That's different.
Totally different.
That's totally different, and God recognizes it, and the state recognizes a completely different animal. You could lose $5 billion playing Texas Hold'em, but if you lose $5 billion playing blackjack, well, that's plain wrong.
Yeah. So, Pai Gow,
that's different. That's good. That's a good thing. In the lottery, that's good. And
horse racing?
That's great. Football, not football.
Bad.
That's bad. Football, bad. Horse racing, good. Dogs, fine. Football, no good. Cocks, don't even think about it.
What? Well, I mean, God said so. I mean,
yeah.
God.
Well, that's what I figured. He was in a Pai Gow.
Yeah.
He was a squatty Asian man holding a bucket of nickels. That's what I picture. God wearing those indoor outdoor slippers and a velour sweatsuit. That's who invented Pai Gow. But here's the point. They used to say, you know, come to Gardena, the poker and Keno Society of Gardena welcomes you to Gardena. And they would do. They had the horseshoe and they had the El Dorado, and they'd go the cuisine is exquisite. And they go, the El Dorado. You're on the French Riviera. I was 9 and I laughed my ass off.
You're in the desert.
Yeah, you're in a dump. Gardena is a dump, and there's some guy smoking a cigar that's the size of half my thumb who smells of holy hell. He's trying to roll some dice while you're getting some warmed over crap. Here's the thing. Just say, look, you can gamble, and here we got boobs. No, start selling the food. I get nervous when they start trying to advertise too many things,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right, so where was I?
We're going to break.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about yeast.
Talking about yeast. I want to talk about tips.
Sorry we couldn't help
tips.
With the yeast
yeah.
thing,
wait,
by
wait,
the way.
Tips.
And Gentleman's Club and yeast. How do those things go together?
I'll tell you.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask why, if she went to the doctor... That and then the doctor gave her something that didn't work, and then she went back and it didn't work again. Why wouldn't she just go to a different doctor? Maybe they could figure it out.
They do? That all right?
Yeah,
you see, is that... Well, most of your patients end up going somewhere
opinion.
Else, right?
That's
yeah, that's fair? All right, let me say this. The tip thing. When I was thinking about her... when I was thinking about her gynecologist going up into that rainforest between her legs with all the flora and the fauna and all the yeast and all the stuff, right? And I thought,
bacterial counts.
This gal gets nothing. She don't get a nickel. You know what I mean?
From your tip.
Yeah, no tip.
At the strip club.
Well, the strip club, they get a lot of money.
No, but I mean,
but you mean her
would
as
she
a
be,
stripper?
Yeah, would she be a
no,
stripper?
No, no, I'm talking about her gynecologist.
Oh, oh I'm saying she should tip the gynecologist.
No tip for you.
Yeah, the gynecologist... Big fat zero on the tip department, yet they're doing some pretty hairy work down there,
yeah,
right?
They're troopers.
Yeah.
Do you tip doctors? Do doctors
no.
get
tipped? That's what
no,
I'm
no.
saying. I would like,
should
you know,
we?
And meanwhile,
no.
you go
Maybe.
To, you go to Starbucks, you pay
unethical,
bucks
yes.
for a coffee, you got to tip that guy. Yeah. The guy puts a little cream cheese on your bagel, you got to tip that guy. These guys get tipped. These, the heroes, the ones that are on the front line, going in those messy vaginas and stuff, they get nothing. And then that, and people go, well, they don't make their living off their, you know, they get paid plenty enough. But what about the guy at the hardware store who schleps up the ladder and pulls down like 40 feet of chain and then cuts it with the with the big
jaws of life,
big jaws of life, and then wraps it up and puts the thing on it, hands you. That guy don't get a buck.
Yeah.
The guy gets you the bagel.
Yeah.
He gets $4. The guy gets a chain, zero.
And you know that being a gynecologist isn't all like playmates and cheerleaders and debutantes.
No. Let's start tipping these people.
Yeah.
And like I said. And, by the way, if you're some hot 16-year-old blonde who wants to get her hymen checked or something, maybe the gynecologist gives a little something back. I mean, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. You see what I'm saying?
It's All right.
It comes and goes around. Goes around.
It's karma, really.
Right. Yeah, all right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Taking Back Sunday in Studio 9. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Matt, Fred, and Adam all here. You?
Yep.
All right, turn that down a little bit. Taking Back Sunday is the name of the band. Tell All Your Friends, name of the CD. We'll hear the correct song, the cute without the E, in just a couple of few. And got some calls to take in the meantime. Let's talk to John, who's 21.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's happening, John? Calling from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's
You're
the temperature over there right now?
Cold. cold as balls.
Cold, huh?
It was snowing yesterday.
Snowing!
Oh, what?
Oh, wow. Drew, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He said snow.
Yes.
What is that?
It's like 100 degrees here.
I know. I should come out there, man.
No, we should go out there.
Amen.
Come out here.
No, we're coming out. We're not going to see you.
Oh.
All right, but we're still coming out that way.
All right.
All right, what's your question?
Well, I've been dealing with depression for a long time, and I just don't know exactly which steps to take to go get help. I don't have insurance or anything, so I can't exactly afford it.
Can you go to a county facility?
No, actually, I just moved to Pennsylvania here.
Go to a county mental health facility.
Yeah. Okay. What do they do?
They will do an evaluation. They'll give them medicines for free.
Really?
Yeah. Or at least reduced rate.
What is it that you have? They have to see 70 hobos before they get to you at this county thing. What is that?
They first come, first serve.
But just a hobo hospital, or is that the hobo hospital?
That is. Oh, John, you got to stop smoking the pot. That's going to help your depression.
Yeah, well, it's off and on.
Yeah, well, I can hear it. I can hear the on part.
Well, no, not right now.
Yeah, I know. But the
when's the last time you smoked out?
About a week ago.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's four days.
It's going to take tops. 6 months to get out of your system.
Yeah.
That's 4 days, and that's because this dealer is in Mexico another week.
That's right. So, John, that's part of where your depression's coming from.
Well,
I know at first it helped and whatnot, but eventually it counteracts and makes the depressions worse.
Okay. Another thing is, like...
Well, wait, are you working?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Working full-time job, driving tow truck.
Oh.
I'm working right now, actually.
You're in a tow truck right now?
Well, no, I'm sitting in my house waiting for the pager to go off.
Oh, I see.
I'm on call, so.
Who are you towing? You pulling people out of snowdrifts?
No.
Or are you working for the man? Do you know what I'm saying?
Bringing bad news. Kicking my ass.
Yeah, are you working for the cops?
No. Well.
Impounding?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad karma,
tow
dude.
Adam drove his car off a tow truck once.
Let's hear that.
Oh. Thank God you brought that up, Drew. God damn, do I hate tow truck drivers.
That's a good story, though.
And here's the problem with living in Los Angeles. And I mean, no disrespect to any of the multitude of nationalities that live in this beautiful melting pot we're in. But all the a-hole nationalities are attracted to the motoring stuff. The guys, the tow truck drivers, the cab drivers, something, the delivery, it's all the a-hole nationalities. And the gas stations, by the way. Everything that has to do with transportation has been monopolized by a-hole nationalities. And you know who you are. Right?
No, not all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're having a little man show party. I parked in some 7-Eleven parking lot in the wrong spot. Had a bunch of PAs yell, "Your car's getting towed," about 2 a.m. one morning. I ran over there. Guy had the thing jacked up. It was the kind of thing where the prongs go up underneath the rear of the car. Yeah. Had it up at about 3.5 feet off the ground. I thought I was quick. I jumped in the car and hit the brake. I know most the braking of a car is in the front wheels, by the way. About 70-30, maybe 65-35. But the point is yeah, you want it in the
getting
front.
Getting into some real man show stuff here.
But that's where the weight is heading when you brake. So I just jumped in and hit the brake, and he was dragging me along with the front wheels locked up, and then he got out and he started yelling at me. And I said to him, "Hey, come on, what's it going to take? You need a few bucks?" And he's like, no, I'm taking your car. And I said, come on, but you're ruining my night. Just drop it down. And stupid guy, this guy was so goddamn stupid. He said, "Well, if my boss sees me come back with no car, he will be upset." I said, "You ever go out to tow a car and the guy move the car before you get there?" "Sure, all the time." I'm like, "All right.
Pretend that's now."
This is impossible.
So no, not all right.
Yeah, we went around and around and around for like 20 minutes. I kept moving up with the money. It was like, "Look, how much, what's it cost? $95? I'll give you $100. Right? No, I cannot." And so at a certain point, I call the guy an asshole. Because that's just what he was. And he and here's what I love. I love when assholes do this. Oh, okay. No, more Mr. Nice Guy. I love that guy. Like, what do you mean, Mr. Nice Guy? You've been Mr. Asshole. Mr. Asshole for 20 minutes, and now it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. I tried to be... No, I told... So he got in the car, and he started dragging me again. Poor guy and his girlfriend in the car. It's always funny, too, when the broads get mixed into it a little bit. You know, they yell at him in their tongue, you know. they're yelling at you for a while, and then they, oh, no, that's it!
You just think there's some
window in some kind of Swahili or Arabic.
There's like
some
occupations where you just don't bring your girl to work too.
Wait, now here's the payoff.
I'd have to say the tow truck drivers
on the list.
Got to be way up there. Strip club DJ second, close second.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
I don't think we're making our first.
Is the depression gone, dude?
I can't bring it up. So the guy gets the car up, and now he's taking it for good. I've had a couple of pops. I got to admit, I'm feeling a little loose. And the car was lashed down. By the way, it's a BMW M3. It's a $45,000 car that I'm leasing. It's lashed down to these two prongs that have lifted the rear end up about 40 inches. And some crazy guy, friend of mine from New York, runs around to me and yells, I've undone one of the lashes. Undo your side, dude. And I was like, okay. And I undid it. And the guy was in the tow truck. And I jumped in my car. And the guy, my buddy from New York, yelled, go. And I just punched it. And the wheels spun out of this cradle. And I heard a horrible, horrible sound of like...
oh, man.
The sound of, you know, the Titanic made when the rivets pop out of the bulkheads kind of sound.
It's the sound of $60,000 car going, ouch.
Hit the ground. Peeled out, laughing like a hyena, and everyone scattered, and I drove home.
What happened to your friends?
They ran. Everyone ran. Oh, guys in their 30s, by the way. Like, laughing and
who
scurrying.
Did nothing wrong.
15-year-olds in Halloween.
Right. So everyone ran, and that tow truck driver can kiss my hairy ass. And a car just took the spare tire thing and jammed it way up in the trunk. I had to undo it and jump up and down and put it back. Didn't cost a penny.
That's
fine.
That's not aesthetic.
Totally worth it.
Yes. So I'm a hero because I've drove off a tow truck.
Amen.
While my car was being towed. Thank
you. Whatever.
And I suggest we all do that and take our streets back. Yes, Drew?
Yes.
All right. Can we hear a song from Taken Back Sunday?
Yes.
Whatever. Okay.
This one will be Cute Without the E.
Right.
Cute Without the E. Song number 3.
See how it goes.
Your lipstick is colored up by the angel. I know exactly what goes on. When everything you'll get is everything that you want. Was all your fault. In all of
Sunday, y'all. Tell all your friends. Name of the CD, Bands in Studio Night. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Taking Back Sunday in studio tonight.
Hey.
Tell all your friends. Name of the CD. Heading to Vegas tonight.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's good to go at night. No traffic. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Make good time. Smart. Yeah. All right. Where are we, Drew? Where do you want to go?
Five.
Oh, couldn't see it. Barbara?
Hi. How are you?
Good. You're 21. What's up?
Yeah. I'm calling because I'm really concerned about my father. I think he's an alcoholic. He, of course, doesn't think he is. He's denying it completely.
Where's my bourbon?
How much does he... Why do you think he's an alcoholic?
Well, for as long as I can remember, he's drank every night. And he drinks probably about a bottle of wine a night.
All right, well, listen, the only thing, he's obviously an alcoholic, and the only thing...
Why obviously?
Because it's having consequences, and all you need is consequence. And it's harming your relationship.
But what are the consequences?
Other than she thinks he's an alcoholic, which I guess you could argue is...
It's harming somebody he cares about.
Well, but it's only because she thinks he's an alcoholic, at least at this point of the call.
Does he have a stressful job?
Yes, he does. He has a very stressful job. Tow truck driver? No.
He owns
a very high-profile architectural company based in San Francisco. And
ooh,
wow.
What's it like? What do you call? You calling from Oakland?
Yeah.
What's the weather like over there?
It's so hot.
Really?
Yeah, it was really hot. Bad today.
Hot, you mean like 74?
78.
Well, I don't know. I think 80 is hot, so.
Yeah. We're living in a blast furnace over here, and you're calling that hot. Okay, but listen. What do you want to do about it? You want to confront him?
Well, the thing is, my family has tried confronting him many times for years and years and years. Uh-huh. And when I went away to college, I guess I didn't realize how bad it was until I would come back and visit where I wasn't so used to seeing it every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just ask you this. Not that I'm trying to defend him or argue with Drew, which I am doing a little bit, but what does he do? He drinks. He drinks wine every night.
Well, not just wine. Or he would drink like a bottle of vodka or a six-pack of beer.
Drinking a bottle of vodka is a lot of booze. But I
Where's
mean,
my
how does
bourbon?
It, how does it show up? What does he do? Does he come on to you? Does he do anything weird?
Does he get aggressive?
Does he smack your mom? What's he do?
Yeah, he gets into horrible arguments with my mother, which I know he doesn't mean to do.
But this is basic alcoholism because he's drunk. He doesn't intend to be aggressive like that, but he is.
Go home, I get drunk every night. I don't do anything. Watch TiVo.
Like my mom would get really mad, and she would like threaten with divorce. Like she would
all right, Barbara, here's the deal. You can't do anything with his disease, but you can go to Al-Anon. You can take care of yourself. And in my experience, the thing that has the highest likelihood of getting the identified person into treatment is important people in their lives going to Al-Anon, because you will no longer put up with their BS. You will have no difficulty confronting them, and they will feel that. They will notice the difference, and they will feel abandoned by you, and it will catch their attention. And that loss may motivate them to actually do something. Yeah. So but that's about all you can do, short of an intervention, unless you want to do a formal intervention.
Yeah. I like this guy, though. He drinks. He's an architect. He lives up north.
I treat a million of them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell me next time a single one comes down the pipe. I like the architect.
Okay, all right.
Everything else has a sort of stigma attached to it. Lawyers, you know what I mean? Doctors.
Totally. My dad's an architect.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Hell yeah.
What kind of work does he do?
Well, I'm sure he went into it to design cool stuff and homes and stuff.
Right.
But they really just designed banks and boring, maybe a children's hospital here or there, make them feel good, not a lot of artistic stuff these days.
Right. He thought he's going to do that Australian music center or something, and he's doing strip malls in Riverside. Right. Yeah, that's what we all want.
Exactly.
More burnt orange and more of that bad texture stucco over there. Right. Nice job, Paco. I'll go kill myself in the van.
That's about how he feels.
Amy?
Does he get wasted?
Yeah, if he gets drunk, we could hang out. Amy, you're 19. You've been on hold for 108 minutes. What's up? Uh-oh. I think Amy may have fallen asleep. Amy?
There she is, sleeping.
She's sleeping.
Oh, with a smoke alarm.
With the smoke alarm.
Oh, my God. This is a first.
All right. let's pace it. Now, this is my favorite thing to do. Drew and I checked out. It brings us in beside the paycheck is the hopes that we hear the low battery chirp from a caller smoke alarm, and then I become obsessed with what I call pacing it, much like a cop car on the freeway. I try to figure out when it's going to chirp again.
Should move that around now.
Most go somewhere in the 30, between 30 and 37 seconds, yes?
Shh. There it is.
Okay. Okay, now, I'm pacing this one right at 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay? So now we have to count it down.
From the next one.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna try to hit it.
Right, and okay. Again, the irony here is that she's sleeping with this thing going on.
And there may be a fire.
And it's by her head there. You can hear it. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Now, I think this one's going to go off at 27. So let's see if we can...
Five,
three,
six.
Two, now. Oh, what happened?
Might have missed it because there was...
Oh, no! We're off. All right, now I got a 31 now.
Okay, we do this all the time.
A little long. Yeah. I got 33. You got 33? Jeez, I had it right at 30. Yeah, I was about 3 seconds off there. Boy, Drew, I'm losing it, man.
You better get it together.
Remember when I could pace
it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now one off.
Check
at
back in.
31. If we're going 33, we should be going at 53... 04 should be our time. All right, let's try.
No, here we go.
No, that's right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What the phone was off.
Oh, the phone went out! The phone
went
out!
We were robbed.
Yeah. Anderson.
It was robbed!
Anderson, did you hear a chirp on your end?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, nothing.
Come on.
Did the phone cut out on your end?
I heard it when you were counting down, like before.
All right,
Amy, you awake? Amy,
we may be.
Hello,
Amy.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Won it.
What's happening?
You won.
Oh, there it goes. All right,
35. Yeah.
Well, we gotta pace this. All right, 30. Amy.
Yes.
What room are you in right now?
I'm in my room.
Oh, you're in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a smoke detector in there?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, well, just listen for a second here.
Okay.
Just listen.
Okay.
In the ambient, in the room, just listen for just a second. About 3, 2, 1.
There we go.
Hello?
Shh.
There it was. Nice.
Did you hear that?
You don't hear that, Amy?
No.
The beeping?
Oh, that's my cell phone.
No. That's not your cell phone.
That is your smoke
detector. That's a smoke detector. Wait, do you have a smoke detector in your room?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I know this sounds insane, but
we've
won this argument many times. That is a smoke detector.
Yes, only 30 seconds, too. What else goes off every 30 seconds?
Amy, please look around your room and tell me if there's a white...
There.
There it is.
A white thing on the wall.
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
All right, hang on. Drew?
We got to take a break.
Yeah. We will talk off the air. Right. I've never done this before. I've had people dying of cancer. Well, I take a leak with impunity. Amy, we need to talk to you. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. That's Loveline. Oh, all hell broke loose during the commercial. We're trying to figure out a way to talk to Amy. A lot of things were said.
Someone got fired.
Yeah.
And then rehired.
Fired. Anderson collected a couple of weeks of severance pay. Now he's back with us. Good to have you back aboard, Anderson. I want to thank Taking Back Sunday, everybody. Yeah, next time you guys come in, stay for the whole 2 hours.
Totally, thank you.
All right, I'm sorry you had to see that. I want to thank engineer Chris for doing a fantabulous job here at the mother station. I want to thank junior producer. What? I want to thank junior producer Lauren for doing a great job. Drew, doing a good job. Anderson, fantastic, buddy. You know I love you. You know we yell, but I love you, buddy. And don't call me Tara, goddammit, Tara, and everyone else. So, Brian, so until next time. M. Kroll for Dr. Drew.
Bye.
Mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.